God, our God, we cry out, your beloved needs you now. Draw us near, calm our fear, our anxiety, and our worry, and speak your word this morning that all people may hear. In Jesus Christ's name we pray, amen. On August 28 of 1963, Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. made it clear that he saw the world as God sees the world. In his I Have a Dream speech, I have a dream that one day my four little children will live in a nation where they are not judged by the color of their skin, but by the content of their character. Dr. King had realized a profound truth. God doesn't look at appearances. The Lord looks on the heart or the content of character. And Dr. King was determined to transform how people saw one another. And what he championed was a radical change in worldview, one that today is still met with some resistance. Instead of seeing skin color or physical features first, he believed that people must see each other as God sees them, through the content of their character. Dr. King wasn't offering something new, but rather something old, something as old as Israel itself. Dr. King was so immersed in Scripture that he certainly knew the story from 1 Samuel that we heard this morning. He knew the story of Samuel and the radical way in which God calls his people to see one another. Well, Samuel had been upset. He wasn't too excited about their new king, King Saul. Saul wasn't making the best choices for the nation, and so Samuel began to pray to God. And God answered Samuel by saying, "I have provided for myself a new king." And during that prayer, God told Samuel that he needed to go over to Jesse's house, the Bethlehemite, who had 8 sons. So Samuel laced up his sandals and he went over to Jesse's place. And there, Jesse invited him into his house and he began to parade 7 of his 8 sons before Samuel. And immediately, Samuel saw Eliab. And Samuel thought, aha, that is going to be Israel's newest king. Eliab looked the part. Eliab was well composed. His body language communicated confidence and leadership. And to top it all off, Elias was a tall guy, so he looked really bold, like a strong warrior, the very type of person that Israel wanted to be king, a warrior king before them. And as Samuel watched Eliab walk by, he said, "Surely the Lord's anointed is before me." In modern English, Samuel was like, "God, do you see what I see? Do you see that guy? That guy is going to be king. He's the right man for the job." But the problem was, Samuel had looked at physical features to determine Eliab's capability, his fitness to lead the Israelite people. It had nothing to do with the content of his character or his heart. Samuel saw Eliab as the world saw him. And we all struggle with evaluating people based on the way they look instead of their heart. And we know this is true because we wear certain clothing to job interviews. Studies show that if you don't wear the right clothing, or if you dress a little sloppily, no matter how qualified you are for that job, no matter how good your resume is, it's likely that you won't get a job offer because you don't look the part. So without taking the time to truly get to know someone, we make snap decisions based on what we can see. And interviewing clothing is just one small example of that. There are countless others, many of which are far more wicked. The Old Testament scholar Walter Brueggemann once said, "Judgments rendered upon that which is visible has given rise to some of the most insidious plagues in the world." He said that because people look on the outside, ageism exists. Because people evaluate one another based on their gender, sexism exists. Because people are evaluated based on their skin color, racism exists. Determining a person's worth or capability based on what we can only see is unchristian. It's something that Samuel struggled with. And I think if we're honest too, we often struggle with the same thing. And this morning we read in the text that seven of Jesse's sons were paraded before Samuel and put up on a stage so that Samuel could evaluate them. And immediately, Samuel saw Eliab and thought, yep, that's the guy for the job. But God doesn't see people in the same way. God looks at the inside. And God told Samuel that Eliab wasn't going to be the right one. So the next son stood up. And Samuel thought, yep, now we've got it figured out. The second oldest is going to be the new king. And God said again, no, that's not going to be the king. Seven of Samuel's sons were put on this weird beauty pageant king show. And Samuel looked at their physical features and thought, yes, that's the one. Yes, that's the one. But none of them were the right person. There was yet another, the youngest of the family, David. And David was out in the field. He was tending to his father's sheep. So Samuel asked, do you have any more sons? And Jesse said, yeah, I've got one more. He's out in the field. Samuel said, okay, you need to send someone to go get them because none of us are going to take a break. We're all going to stand here until David arrives. And when David arrived, he didn't look anything like his brothers. He was shorter than Eliab. He didn't dress up. He didn't have his interviewing clothing on. He was somewhat disheveled from being out in the field with his father's sheep. And I imagine that Samuel was rather confused at this point in time because David didn't look like the king he expected him to be. But that's the good news for David. God didn't look at his appearance. God looked at the content of his heart, his character, to determine whether he would be qualified to be king. So that day, God said to Samuel, you are to anoint David, the least likely of the bunch, to be king over Israel, and you need to do it straight away. Waste no time here in the presence of his brother and his family and the elders of Bethlehem. Anoint this young man. Well, Samuel had been looking on the outside the whole time, but God had been looking at the inside. In addition to being a pastor and a civil rights activist, Dr. King was once the president of the Southern Christian Leadership Conference. And the SCL, just like Dr. King, has a radical worldview. They believe that the content of a person's character is the most important thing about them, not their age, not their gender, and not their race. The SCLC is committed to transforming the nation. And they are working to help people see one another in a new and radical way. They are working to help people see each other for the content of their character, not so much what they look on the outside. And the process of doing so is time-taking, it's painstaking, because it's far more easy to make a snap decision based on the way someone looks than it is to take the time to actually get to know that person. But no matter how difficult that might be, that is precisely the charge God has given to all Christians. And the SCLC is following up on that charge. All Christians are to help transform this world into a place where character and heart matter most. We are to see people as God sees them. So the good news for David was that God didn't look at the outside. God looked at the inside. And the fact that God looked at David's heart instead of anything else is also good news for us. God doesn't judge anyone, us included, based on the way that we look. Just like a hiring agent might when they are trying to fill a job position. God is radically kind. God does not look at our age, our gender, or our race. God looks at the content of our character. God looks at our heart. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen.